It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello again. Welcome to our show, Border Crossings, and it is the last day of 2015. And we are going to spend this, your last hour, this hour of 2015 together here on Border Crossings. We welcome you to our show. If you have a request you'd like to make, call 202-619-2077. Again, it's 202-619-2077. Rob and I are here flying the ship together solo today. We welcome your calls for requests and dedications. If you want a calendar, let us know about that. We'll begin today's program with a request from Ghana. They listen to us on 98.1 FM in Ghana. Abdul Rayman wants me to play Luther Vandross till my baby comes home. It's Border Crossings, your home for requests and dedications. Crossings. The big man, Luther Vandross, a request from Abdul Rayman in Ghana, Till My Baby Comes Home. And Luther Vandross, throughout his career, sold over 35 million records, won 8 Grammys, including a Song of the Year in 2004, Dance With My Father. He died in 2005. It was 10 years ago this year that Luther passed away at the age of 54 from diabetes. He dealt with weight his entire life. He had too much of it. It was always an issue for him. And so he suffered from diabetes, which incidentally was the exact same thing that claimed Luther's father's life when Luther was only 8. His dad died from diabetes. So take that as a lesson. Learn from it what you may. It's never good to neglect your health. All right. So please get your exercise, eat properly, and live long and prosper. This is a perfect time of the year to be talking about that stuff because it is the last day of the year. And we all make resolutions as we enter into the new year. And we say, I'm going to do more of this and less of this. And by the end of the year, we say, next year. So as you start off your new year with a new resolution this year, I hope you stick to it, whatever it might be. And I say Happy New Year in advance to you. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. We've got lots of requests to play. If you'd like to hear a song, call 202-619-2077. We'll take your requests and dedications on the phone. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can go to twitter.com, send a tweet to BCVOA, or facebook.com/VOA Larry London, and join us on Facebook. Germania Lenciano is there with us on Facebook. Vina is tuning in. Vina Lafuente Cherry Ann says Happy New Year. Gaze is with us as well. Ivan, all the way from Croatia. Nunana Gifty, Annie Ofe. Everybody checking in on Facebook. Thank you so much for joining us on our program. Here is a request from a listener whose name is Chosen. And what Chosen has chosen is a song from Carrie Underwood. For everybody in Ethiopia, this was the very first song after Carrie won the American Idol TV show a number of years ago. She said she was reluctant to release this song because she didn't want people to think she was a bad girl or a mean girl. This is called Before He Cheats.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. Trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that. Louisville slugger to both headlights, a slice to home and out four times.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place.
How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
You both go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond and that bond will never be broken, the love will never get lost. And when brotherhood come first then the line will never be crossed, established it on our own when that line had to be drawn and that line is what we reach, so remember me when I'm gone.
How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Crossings and a song that has earned Charlie Puth and Wiz Khalifa 3 Grammy nominations and a Golden Globe nomination for Best Film Original Song for Furious 7. And that is called See You Again, a request from Valencia, who is in Kuwait listening to Border Crossings. Now, here's some news about Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth. As far as Wiz Khalifa is concerned, he's a nice guy and he's had a great year, not only with that song, with his own music and doing some touring. He put on Instagram some photos with his son. He's got a little boy named Sebastian. They call him Bash. And I don't know, what kid wouldn't want a skeleton for Christmas? That's what he got, among other toys. He got a real human skeleton, which is not exactly on the top of my Christmas list, but hey, to each his own. So that's one thing that little Bash got from Dad. And they put some photos up together on Instagram, as I mentioned. They were kissing and hugging and doing fatherly stuff. And there's also some videos of little Bash, who's dancing. He's busting a move to some music. So he's showing signs of a music career, like his famous father. And his mom is Amber Rose. She's a well-known person in music and modeling as well. And he's also announced, Wiz Khalifa has announced, Project Khalifa, starting early in 2016. So if you're a Wiz Khalifa fan, you'll be interested to hear that. As far as Charlie Puth is concerned, he wrote the song you just heard, and he's got his debut album, which comes out January 29th, called Nine Track Mind. And you can hear it from Charlie himself on Border Crossings on TV. I interviewed him. He's a guest, and you can see it for yourself. Go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And check out our video, which includes interviews with Shawn Mendes and Tove Lo and Our City and Natalie LaRose and Alicia Cara. And in addition, also Charlie Puth joins us in that project. So there you go. See you again on Border Crossings. Thank you, Valencia. Thank you, Kuwait, for listening to the show. I got a call just a few minutes ago from Faisal, who's listening in Kuwait to Border Crossing. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. Also want to say hi to Saidu Muhammad Ali, Brian Cabasso, who says Happy New Year, Pierre Amini Ruguruza, Magdalene Selassie Awuye. Let's see who else. Alma is with us today. Wesley Balland, Augustino. Everybody checking in on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. About a week ago, or 2 weeks ago, just before Christmas, they had on NBC a TV special which got huge ratings. Huge ratings. It's called, the show was called A Coat of Many Colors, which happens to be the name of a Dolly Parton song. And I didn't realize this, but it's a true story about the coat, which, you know, is in the TV movie. It's the story of Dolly Parton, and particularly about this coat, which her mom made for her. They were very, very poor growing up in, I believe it was Tennessee. Very, very poor. And so mom did the best she could to feed the family. Dad was a farmer. And so one thing she made for her was this coat made from patches of cloth that were all different colors. And she wore it to school very proudly. Dolly wore it to school and got picked on and got bullied for wearing this coat. Kids laughed at her. And so as the film went on, the show went on, you know, it shows the story of how Dolly became, you're very proud of her mom and very proud of her coat. And she wore it despite all the ridicule. And that's what spawned the song, Coat of Many Colors. Actually, true story. I didn't realize that. That's not the request that we've got. We have a request from Rufai, who is in Ghana listening, for any Dolly Parton song. So here's the one we've picked for everybody in Accra. This is Silver and Gold. Here is Dolly Parton for Ghana, and for you especially, Rufai. Thanks for listening to Border Crossings.
Well, I met an old man walking down the street. His clothes were torn and tattered, with sandals on his feet. And I stopped to help him and lend him a hand. He said, I love you so much, but you must understand, silver and gold. Things of this world, they won't last you long. And time has a way of turning us old. And time can't be bought back with silver and gold. And he said to me, some good news to share with you, child. He said, you can't change this old world, but people need to know that a dear Savior died here a long, long time ago. And silver and gold might buy you a home, things of this world, they won't last you long. And time has a way of turning silver and gold. His eyes shone like diamonds, and his smile was heaven sent. His hair was long and flowing, and his back was slightly bent. And I knew he knew it, 'cause that day I changed. And as I watched him walk on, I forgot to get his name. He said, silver and gold can't buy you a home when this life has ended and your time is gone. But you can live in a world where you'll never grow old, and things can't be bought there with silver and gold, and time can't be bought back with silver and gold.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
I was waiting for so long for a miracle to come. Everyone told me to be strong, and don't shed a tear. Through the darkness and good times, I knew I'd make it through, and the world thought I had it all, but I was waiting for you.
Border Crossings, a new day, just ahead of a new year. Celine Dion and a request from King in Nigeria for Felicia, our very own Felicia, who is so important to what we do here behind the scenes. There's a lot of behind the scenes people like Felicia that make this place run. Rob is another one, Rob McLean, who is our engineer, and Felicia Butler, who puts together a lot of the TV shows that you see, including Border Crossings and a number of the other ones as well. But so there you go. From King to Felicia, Celine Dion on Border Crossings. A new day has come. Now, on the subject of Celine Dion, she has been kind of laying low the last couple of weeks, taking care of her husband, Rene, who's battling terminal throat cancer. And she did appear on Michael Bublé's Christmas special, which was on TV a couple weeks ago, but it had been taped earlier. She was on the American Music Awards singing a tribute to the victims of the terror attack in Paris. Interesting thing I just read about Celine Dion, that her album Falling Into You, which was out in 1996, was on the charts at number one on the charts for 59 weeks. 59 non-consecutive weeks that year. Fleetwood Mac's Rumours album, number one in 1977 for 52 non-consecutive weeks, as is Taylor Swift's 1989 album, 52 weeks and counting. Still on the charts, still probably will hit number one again. And Adele's album, 21, which is the album she had out in 2011 before the current 25. Her album, 21, tops the record for everybody with a whopping 78 weeks at number one on the chart. That doesn't mean consecutive weeks, but it means during the course of that year, 2011, 78 weeks out of the year, it was number one. But obviously, that'd be beyond 1 year because there's only 52 weeks in a year. So there you go. Anyway, congratulations. Elias checked in on Facebook, so I'm going to say back at you a shout-out to Elias, who is with us on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. We're looking forward to hearing from you on Facebook. And you can also call 202-619-2077 to make a request and dedication. And keep in mind, we are still and will continue to give away calendars. If you want a 2016 Voice of America calendar, the theme for the next year is Unseen New York. The front of the calendar has a photo of the Empire State Building, and there are many, many other photos of landmarks throughout New York City. If you want the calendar, let us know, and we'll be more than happy to give you a calendar. All we need is your mailing address, not your email, your postal mailing address, because we don't have an electronic version of the calendar. So, unfortunately, we can't email it to you right now, but we can certainly mail it. All right, coming up, Bisser in Bulgaria is listening. So, hello to Bulgaria. Bulgaria's in the house. Don't often hear from Bulgaria. So, Bisser, thank you for joining us. Bisser's request is for Charlie and Craig Reed, a couple of Scottish brothers who put together a band that is known as the Proclaimers. And this is I Am On My Way for Bisser in Bulgaria, listening to Border Crossings.
From misery to happiness to thee. I'm on my way. From misery to happiness to thee. I'm on my way to what I want from this world. And years from now, you'll make it to the next world. And everything that you receive up yonder is what you give to me the day I want. Right, I took a right turning yesterday. Yeah, I took a right. I took a right turning yesterday. Yeah. I took the road that brought me to your hometown. I took the bus to streets that I could walk down. I walked the streets to find the one I looked for. I climbed the stair that led me to the front door. And now that I don't want for anything, I have a Joseph saying I'm sitting on top of the world. I'll do my best, I'll do my best to do the best I can. Yeah, I'll do my best, I'll do my best to do the best I can.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
They all do. If one thing I know, I fall but I grow. I'm walking down this road of mine, this road that I go home. So am I wrong for thinking that we could be something for real? Now am I wrong for trying to reach the things that I can't see? But that's just how I feel.
Hey, Nico and Vince right here.
You are listening to VOA 1.
All right. Thank you, Nico and Vince. And we are happy to have everybody in the Democratic Republic of the Congo tuned in. And Joya Kowele called in to hear that song from Nico and Vince, Am I Wrong, on Border Crossing's big hit from their first album, Black Star Elephant. They are working on a brand new studio album. They say they're going to put it out early in 2016. But in November, they did release a EP called Cornerstone, and that had a song on it called That's How You Know, featuring Bebe Rexha, that got some minor airplay, but certainly not to the extent that Am I Wrong received for Nico and Vins. And I thank Joya for checking in. Thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings. And I also want to say hello to Hymenot, Adrian, Mikkel, and Aditha, all who checked in on our Facebook page to say Happy New Year. So I say Happy New Year to you guys with love and kisses, and I'm so happy to have you with us. Also, some other folks, Adrian is in Bucharest, Romania. So hello to Romania. It's kind of cool to have Romania listening. I was just thinking about this, that this little radio program, it's only 1 hour out of 24, And yet we managed to reach so many people in so many places. You know, Ivan in Croatia, Adrian in Romania. We've got folks in Kuwait, folks in Ethiopia and all throughout Africa. People in Asia. We've got Aditha Pratika in India and other folks in India. And Mikhail, who's in Madagascar. So it's just amazing to me. It blows my mind away how, you know, we're just talking to so many people in so many places. And anytime I tell my friends that I work for the Voice of America in Washington, D.C., and have this music show that's on for an hour, they're just kind of amazed. They said, wow, must be exciting. And it is, you know, for my career that began many years ago. I highlight many years ago. This certainly has been the highlight the last 15 years I've been here doing this. So having fun. All right, Jan knows how to party. He's in Holland listening to Border Crossings, talking about places around the world. So hello to Jan, our good friend in Holland. He's been asking for the last couple of days to hear this song. It does take 3 to 5 days to get a request on the show, but he's waited his 3 days, so we're going to play this for you, Jan. This is Johnny Cash and A Boy Named Sue.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue, how do you do? Now you gonna die. Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, cause I'm the son of a bitch that named you Sue. Yeah, well, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, any damn thing, but Sue, I still ain't that man.
Larry London on VOA 1.
Here we go, lost little lessons. Sometimes I mess up my intentions. I get lost. The cost was losing everything I know. unknown. Laying here staring at the ceiling. Sometimes still dealing with the feelings. If we've been, what I've done, I'm so far out there on my own. So quick to point the finger, to find the one to blame. So hard to realize I kept getting in my own way.
Take them all. Till now I was barely breathing, but you gave me something to believe in. We're writing history, life's made up of small victories. We could go round in circles and never get to here. So good to realize that we have nothing left to fear. To blame, so hard to realize I kept getting in my own way. I never thought that I was that strong to carry on, carry on.
Border Crossings, and they are Westlife. That's Beautiful World, a request from Nathaniel Adu, who's tuned in to our show today. Hard to believe that Westlife started off as a group called Six as One, and then Simon Cowell. Everyone knows Simon Cowell from American Idol and America's Got Talent, and you know, he said this is one of the most talented bands, but yet they're one of the most ugliest bands I've ever seen. He changed the name to Westlife. That was 1998 when they started together. 98 to 2012, they had 26 top 10 singles during their reign. And one of the members, Shane Phelan, recently recorded a holiday song, a charity song called When I Grow Up. He released it during Christmas. And he said all the proceeds, all the money from the sales of the song would be donated to the children's hospitals in Belfast and Dublin. So very nice, giving back a little bit. All right, I want to say hi to Nano. Nano just checked in on our Facebook page, and Ghana is also listening. Ghana, not the country, but Ghana, the listener, who checked in on our Facebook page. So thank you for going to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. I want to remind you that tomorrow on the show, we won't be playing requests. Tomorrow is our New Year's special. I have picked my choices for the top 10 hits of the year. What were the biggest 10 songs? This isn't following a chart, per se. This is just my chart, Larry's chart, for the top 10 songs. So tomorrow on Border Crossings, no requests. We'll just look at the year in music as we begin 2016 together tomorrow. on the 1st of January. Before we finish today's show, here's a request from Abdullah Awel, who writes in to say that I'm a fan of your show. And my former fiance, Helen Retta, also listening to the show as well. And we both love Beyonce, and I love Beyonce more than she loves Beyonce. But I want to hear Beyonce. Would you please play a song called Halo from Beyonce? So here you go, by request. It's the Queen Bee for the Beehive around the world, tuned in to Border Crossings.
Remember those walls I built? Well, baby, they're tumbling down. And they didn't even put up a fight. They didn't even make the sound. I found a way to let you in, but I never really had a doubt. Standing in the light of your halo, I got my angel now. It's like I've been awakened. Every rule I had you breaking. It's the risk that I'm taking. I ain't never gonna shut you out.
VOA1.
Oh, how you tried
Crossings and Walk Like a Man, the Four Seasons. One of the greats from the 60s. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Border Crossings, and thanks, everyone, for all your kind wishes for Happy New Year as we bring this to a close and we welcome in 2016. Let's keep our fingers crossed and hope for better things, better news headlines, prosperity, good health, and peace in the year ahead. Wouldn't that be wonderful? So we'll pray for all of that together, and we will resume our show tomorrow with our New Year's special, a look at the top 10 songs of the past year. And then I'll be back on Monday with more requests and dedications to you and your family and your friends and coworkers and classmates. Love you all, and thank you. Happy New Year. Thank you, Rob, our engineer today. And thank you, Felicia, for putting the show together. I'm Larry London. Border Crossings is heard on the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.